It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. I'm Marshall Terry. Polk County, North Carolina is part of an area marketed as Tryon Horse Country. And next month, it will be the focus of the equestrian world. The World Equestrian Games are coming to the Tryon International Equestrian Center, about 90 miles west of Charlotte. The games are held every 4 years. Joining me now is Jake Johnson. He's the chairman of the Polk County Commission. So looking at the past locations of this event, I see it's been held in places like Rome, Normandy, France, and a little closer to home, Lexington, Kentucky. This year, it's in Tiny Mill Spring, North Carolina. How did this happen?
It's kind of like the Olympic host committee. I kind of draw parallels between the FEI that hosts this one and the Olympic host committee that, you know, they put out the bid for who wanted to have it. And the country that was kind of in line or everyone thought was going to get it ended up not being able to complete that. And so it kind of left an opening to where our guy said, yeah, let's go bid on this thing and see if we can get it. And then it kind of came down and we did.
How many people do you expect to attend?
The original number we were looking at was around 500,000. And a couple articles, quite honestly, have broke recently that ticket sales weren't at that projected rate of 500,000 during those 2 weeks. But the numbers I'm seeing, we're still going to have a great turnout. We've sold tickets to all 50 states. And I believe over 50 countries are participating.
The games are going to start September the 11th. They're going to last about 2 weeks. How do you expect it to impact Polk County and the surrounding areas?
We look at this as a regional thing. I mean, it's great for Polk County. But when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at it North Carolina as a whole, and especially Western North Carolina. But as far as the region, I think local business is going to see a huge amount of exposure during this time. And it helps that the games are on a much different schedule than a sporting event we might think of here in the United States, being broadcast all over the world. So the scheduling for the events are going to leave times in the afternoon where people say, hey, we're in this beautiful region. We've been watching the games all day. Now what do we do with the afternoon and tonight? And I think that leaves a big opportunity for local business.
And we're not only talking about people going as spectators, but also all the horses that are involved. What special arrangements are being made for the horses when they travel? You mentioned some of the airports. Are horses just going to be a common sight?
I believe the main one they're flying to is Greenville-Spartanburg. There may be some flying into Charlotte. And the plans have just recently changed. Originally, it was going to require an escort all the way from the airport to the actual site where they would be quarantined. That's all regulated by USDA. But I think recently it has actually been just the way they're transported, the containers and things that they're transported in are very luxurious, as you might imagine, that they're brought here in. We'll actually allow for them to require less of an escort. It'll be kind of a quarantine in itself, so the transportation won't be as strenuous, but they will, once they're on site, have to be looked over by a vet, quarantine, make sure the horses, you know, have plenty of time to get acclimated, make sure that, you know, there's no stress left over from the flight. And I believe there's a couple of different companies, just from the brief research I've done on it, there's a couple companies that actually do this kind of equine transportation, but there's not many. And a lot of these horse owners that are coming, they have their own means of getting the horses here as far as their own private flights and things like that, just for their horses.
The Equestrian Center itself is just a few years old, but that area around Tryon has a long history of catering to horse enthusiasts. You're a native of the area. Can you tell us about that history of equestrianism?
Absolutely. Tryon has a very rich history. The whole region does, but just the Tryon name. And there's lots of different types of equestrian, and this is just something I'm learning because I never grew up around the sport. I never grew up in equestrian or anything like that. I'm learning just how many disciplines there are. And the great thing about the Equestrian Center that we're kind of starting to see now is that wide spread of disciplines and the crowds that they draw. You know, you might have one event 1 week that's jumping, and then the next week you have a polo event, and you've got a whole different group of people there, just like you were going to a completely different sport. Growing up, I thought equestrian was equestrian. You know, horse racing might be a little different, but equestrian was equestrian. And it's been great for me to kind of on the ground learn all the different disciplines and all the different cultures and different types of people it brings in. And I think that goes to the long-term success of this facility, too, is just how versatile it can be with the events it hosts.
Jake Johnson is the chairman of the Polk County Commission. Thank you for taking the time.
No problem.
It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source.